Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative DeWitt for CCR to Senate Bill 169.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 169 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the J.M. Davis Memorial Commission.
Representative DeWitt, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 169, the appropriations for the J.M. Davis Memorial Commission, a 7% reduction. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative McPeak, you're recognized for a question.
I know that if I didn't ask this question, Representative Jones would be disappointed in me. This $300,000 we're sitting there, are these, this place, is any of this privately owned? This J.M. Davis Museum?
It is a privately owned museum. Community there at, I believe it's around Claremore, that that takes care of it. It is leased to the state, I was being told.
Okay. Representative McPeak for a follow-up.
Are you aware if any of this, the things for this museum have been lost or misappropriated in recent years?
They have. I don't know whether they have found all of them, but I think that there was some missing here a couple years ago, Mr.
Representative McPeak for a question.
I would be curious to know as to how many of these folks in here actually know about J.M. Davis. And could we have perhaps utilized this more effectively with some of our other budget places?
Perhaps, but these are the appropriations and move adoption.
Representative Wesselhoft for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, would you tell us the status of the investigation on those stolen arms of that museum? What is the status?
Maybe I can defer this to floor leader if he wants to engage in that.
Yeah, they've double-checked everything. They've cleaned up the museum. They fixed everything up. They're going to be hiring a new director in the next couple of weeks. Have a great curator that's cleaned everything up there. They've done everything they can. New security system, new air conditioning. So it's all been worked out.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In light of the fraud that's gone on in this privately owned museum, do you really think it's an appropriate role for the taxpayers to use their dollars to help somebody that's stolen guns and things of that nature? Should we subsidize that kind of behavior?
As I just said, maybe it could be used better in another area, but this is our appropriations form. Move adoption.
Representative Wright, John, for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, I'm sure you're probably aware that this particular museum has visitors from all over the country. Is a tremendous economic engine for the Claremore area and also the state of Oklahoma, and a lot of sales tax revenue that otherwise might not inure to the state would happen because of the visitors that come to see the exhibit in Claremore. Isn't that true?
That is true.
Representative Wright for a follow-up.
And Representative DeWitt, are you further aware that the commitment that Mr. Davis asked from the state is just that he would give the donation if we'd provide a facility to house the exhibit and make it available at no charge for people who wanted to enjoy the collection?
That is also true.
Representative Wright for a question. Representative McPeak for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, how much money does the city of Claremore put into this project?
It looks like roughly $100,000.
Representative McPeak for a question.
Thank you. The city of Claremore puts $100,000 into it each year?
No, I'm not sure it's each year. The additional appropriations in here are from the city through the chamber, through donations and things of that nature.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative DeWitt moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, there will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Members debating in opposition wishing to yield? Seeing none. Members debating in favor wishing to yield? Seeing none. Representative, Mr. Floor Leader, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Quick introduction. Please recognize Representative Ritz for an introduction.
Representative Ritz, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I'd like to introduce in the South Gallery two constituents from Broken Arrow, Bixby area, Karen Adams and Paul Williamson, if you'll stand and offer them a welcome to the House of Representatives.
Members debating in favor wishing to yield, Representative DeWitt to Representative Jones. Mr. Floor Leader for an introduction.
Yeah, another please recognize Representative Pittman for an introduction.
Representative Pittman, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have some very special guests. If you'll direct your attention to the North Gallery, we have our Mayor of Norman, Cindy Rosenthal, and our Commissioner of Oklahoma City, Commissioner Willa Johnson, and the 2009 Women's New Leadership Class. Please stand, and let's welcome them to the House floor.
Representative Pittman, is Representative Harrison and Representative Williams part of that women's leadership class?
They are filling out applications as we speak. They are.
House will come to order. The following members will be recognized for debate. Those debating in opposition will be Representative McPeak for 10 minutes and Representative Reynolds for 10 minutes. Members debating in favor will be Representative Wright, John for 10 minutes and Representative Jones for 10 minutes. Representative McPeak, you're now recognized for 10 minutes, 10 minutes in debate in opposition to adoption of the conference committee report.
There's no need for any of you to get up and go anyplace because it's not going to last this long. I recognize that I'm not so naive as to believe that we're going to defeat this thing. It's just something I was aware of much before I got here to the legislature. I wasn't even going to debate until one of the representatives said something about what a tremendous economic engine it was. What a tremendous economic impact it was in Claremore. And having visited Claremore quite regularly last few years, I haven't noticed a tremendous amount of traffic jam there at the corner where the J.M. Davis Museum is, nor when I go by there, go visiting there, have I seen a long line waiting to get in there. I recognize that over the year there are people who come to visit it, but I think to characterize this as a...
Representative McPeak, would you please suspend? House will come to order. Members, please give your attention to Representative McPeak. Representative McPeak, you're recognized to continue your debate.
But I think to characterize this as an economic engine having a tremendous economic impact might be a little bit of a stretch. In my times I've been here, this means that we've given this museum $1.5 million of privately owned. And originally my concern was that we had lost some of these artifacts that were in there. I'm not sure how much the guy gets paid to run this thing, but I bet you that some of my folks that work at the prisons would like to get part of that. You know, I guess a following concern, even though I'm sorry that our other representative from Muskogee is not here, because as we're about to vote on bond issues and pass these bond issues to continue to build things in metropolitan areas, it's a little bit of a concern that the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame struggles each year and is an Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame, is public and not privately owned, but still cannot receive any type of help when it comes to the legislature. Again, as I said, the characterization of this being an economic impact, an economic engine in Claremore, probably if it wasn't there, I don't think they would notice it on their sales tax, nor in the number of people who live in their community.
Thank you, Representative McPeak. Representative Wright, John, you're now recognized for 10 minutes for debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I rise in favor of this particular proposal for a couple of specific reasons. A quick Google search reveals that they have about 100,000 visitors per year, at least 93, 94, 95. If each of them are buying a sandwich after lunch or breakfast, that's about $500,000 spent in the Claremore community. It is right there on Old Route 66. Gives a reason for people to take the old Mother Road through Claremore and have an additional tourist stop. But quite frankly, to me, this issue boils down to this. Because I know some of my conservative brethren and fellow legislators in the House think that this would be a good expenditure to strike out of the budget. But I don't think that there's any more conservative value than keeping your word. And the state of Oklahoma gave its word that if this donation of this collection, I think is about 20,000 items, was given to the state that the state would house it and make it available for display. The state is a big beneficiary based on an additional tourist asset to give people a reason to come to the state and visit and fall in love with the state of Oklahoma. Again, I can't think of a more conservative value than keeping your word. The state of Oklahoma gave its word that it would house and display the exhibit at no charge. And it falls to us to keep the word of the state of Oklahoma to continue to preserve and make available this display for the public to enjoy. It essentially amounted to one man's life love. And it's a good lesson is to not start collecting anything because it might run amok. But I would urge you, members, to think about the fact that it falls to you to defend the reputation of the state of Oklahoma and vote green here in just a few minutes when we have a chance to cast the vote. I cannot think of any more conservative value than keeping one's word. You know, recently there's been some discussion based on some human error that has misplaced some guns. Hopefully it wasn't misappropriation and theft. But there's been some discussion about breaking up the collection, selling it off, and dispersing it, and then no one will get to enjoy it, except it'll be tucked away in someone's basement, brought out on for private enjoyment. I would urge you to keep it available for the public to enjoy. You know, the whole concept of the right to bear arms is under attack. Here's one way that Oklahoma can say that we celebrate the Second Amendment rights, and I urge you to vote green. Yield the rest of my time to the chair.
Thank you, Representative Wright. Representative Reynolds, you're now recognized for 10 minutes in closing debate in opposition to adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I intend on keeping my word. Hope you do, too. I gave my word when I held up my hand and took my oath of office. And no previous legislature that acted inappropriately do I need to worry about keeping my word for. So don't let that be your excuse, because that's our excuse a lot of times. We'll keep our word, no, without question. I'll keep my word to my constituents to responsibly spend their dollars. There is no more conservative value or liberal value or any value than keeping your word. So if we want to decide what keeping your word means, it means doing what you said you would do, not what someone else said you would do. They can't give your word for you. If this is such a good thing, you know what? I bet there's a remedy, because it's a good thing for Claremore. We have this little scam called TIFs, and they could do a TIF right up there if it's such a good thing. But instead, they'd rather get tax dollars from the whole state for the benefit of Claremore. And they've been getting it for a long time, probably previously because the pro tem of the Senate had that district. It wouldn't be breaking our word to give those guns back, would it? And they could give it to somebody else that might be able to operate that museum privately. Or if not, the family could sell the guns or do whatever they wanted. That wouldn't be breaking our word. What would be breaking our word would be the state of Oklahoma selling those guns. That'd be breaking our word. So we're not doing that, and that's nonsense to think that we are. Members, this is not the proper role of government to fund a museum. As I expressed to Representative DeWitt earlier, and now we've located the newspaper article, next year we're going to be asked to fund a $33 million for a museum in Tulsa, apparently. I guess they're priming the pump by putting that article out on the last 2 days of session this year. I don't know why in the world they did that. That seems a little peculiar to me. But anyway, is this a proper role of government? No. Taking care of our public safety, that's a proper role of government. We could argue roads and infrastructure, things of that nature. But entertainment, that's not it. It's a nice thing to do. Most of us can explain to our kids the difference between wants and needs. And this is not a need. This is a want. And it'll probably hang around for a couple more years. And then hopefully it'll go away. There's no doubt it'll hang around today. There's no doubt about it. But I hope it doesn't. Be happy to answer questions.
Representative McPeak, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reynolds, keeping your word seems to be a theme on this deal. Do you think it would be, since we shorted the kids of Oklahoma in education $25 or $30 million this year, which we didn't keep our word on that, do you think keeping our word on this is more important than keeping our word on education funding?
Representative McPeak, I think that it's important. I think the underlying concept here is we ought not to make a promise we can't keep. And unfortunately, we do that. Oh, I'll see to it that this is done. I'll say to it that that is done. And that thing that you say you're going to see to is not within your power. You shouldn't trick your kids. You shouldn't trick your voters by saying, I'm going to do something that you alone are not capable of doing.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds. Mr. Floor Leader, you're recognized for closing debate, 10 minutes in debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I hope you listen real quick to the story about why we have the J.M. Davis Arms and Historical Museum in Claremore.
Representative Jones, would you please suspend members? Please give your attention to Representative Jones. Representative Jones, you're recognized to continue your debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I grew up in Claremore, and I'd gone to the museum a few times, didn't know much about it, got elected to the legislature, came up here, and one of the first bills that was introduced was a bill to combine the Will Rogers Memorial and the J.M. Davis Arms Historical Museum. To me, that kind of made sense, actually, to do that, because they were both right there in Claremore. And Mr. Clem McSpadden, which some of you know, set me down in the lounge right outside there and told me the story about why we have a museum in Claremore. Mr. Davis, years ago as a young man, started collecting guns, and he collected thousands and thousands of guns, and he had them in a little hotel in Claremore, the Mason Hotel, and literally people would come all around the world to sit in this hotel and see the guns, and I don't know if the food was any good, but they loved seeing the atmosphere of the Mason Hotel and the guns that were on the wall, and it was just really interesting. You could literally take guns down and talk about losing guns. Mr. Davis lost a lot of guns when it was a hotel where you were sitting at your table and you could reach up and take one off the wall. Well, he had such a tremendous collection that was literally the world's largest privately owned gun collection right here in Oklahoma, and he had it in Claremore in the hotel, and he got offered from a couple attorneys that flew in from Las Vegas to buy the collection for tens of millions of dollars. Now, that's a pretty good deal. You're sitting there with all these guns. They're going to take the collection, make a casino out of it in Las Vegas. Now, how many of you would like to take that collection and make the millions of dollars and put your feet up and rest while your collection went to a casino in Las Vegas? Most of us would. But Mr. Davis went and talked to Mr. Clem McSpadden, who was in the Senate at that time, and said, you know what? I will give you my collection. I will give it to you on a few conditions. You guys take care of it, you build a building, and you put it in Claremore, and we'll give you a 99-year lease for $1. Now, he turned down millions and millions of dollars for $1 a year because he loved his state, he loved his community, and he loved his collection. Now, if you've ever been to the aquarium in Jinx, the guy that has a collection of all the little lures, he got his desire to collect lures from Mr. Davis and says, man, if that guy can do it, I'm going to do it too. And so we have it at the Jinx Aquarium as well. But he did that to Clem McSpadden. And when they had the bill to combine the two museums, which I thought was a good idea, Clem McSpadden sent out there and said, Tad, we can't do that. And I said, well, why not? And we looked at the lease, and the lease said 99 years, $1, has to be in downtown Claremore. And Clem McSpadden told me, we can't combine the two museums because I shook the man's hand. This is why when we honored Donna, I remembered Clem McSpadden, a man who shook a hand, and that was his word, for 30 years. So, that's why we have the J.M. Davis Arms and Historical Museum. There have been some problems, and we have done everything we can. We have a new commissioner. We're going to be getting a new director. They've gone in and cleaned things up. They fix up the museum the best they can. And it's a wonderful asset to the state of Oklahoma. Much better being here than being in Las Vegas as a casino. So, members, I hope that, especially the new members, I hope you'll kind of remember that story over the years, and I'm long gone, but it's here because a man turned down literally tens of millions of dollars because he loved his state and he loved his community. I yield the rest of my time to the chair.
Thank you, Representative Jones. Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 169 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the J.M. Davis Memorial Commission.
Representative DeWitt moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Martin Scott votes aye. Representative Terrell votes no. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Key votes no. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative Thompson Mike votes no. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Moore votes aye. Representative Shannon votes no. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
88 aye, 10 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative DeWitt now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
88 aye, 10 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.